Hey, you want that to go?
It's a Friday movie takeout here to begin this segment. Rafer Guzman is with us, movie contributor, and Newsday writer. Newsday critic is here. Tell us all about the new releases. What movies are out? I mean, I've seen some of the billboards. I don't know much about the movies. Good morning, Rafer.
Good morning. Well, The Backup Plan, I guess, is probably the biggest one with Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez, right?
That's one of three artificial insemination comedies coming out this year, by the way.
What a genre.
You know, Déjeuner sur l'herbe, an old Jean Renoir movie, was an artificial insemination movie.
Oh, is that right?
Way back when.
There you go. Ahead of his time.
We're having a discussion of the genre of artificial insemination movies here on The Takeaway. Here's from The Backup.
Are you already a single mother, or are you trying to become one?
Oh, I was just inseminated a few days ago.
Oh.
Inseminated. Makes me feel like a cow or something.
Well, does this movie bear fruit there, Rafer?
You know, I think it doesn't. I think it's a pretty dumb romantic comedy. And I also think in a weird way, it takes a kind of a dim view of single motherhood. That support group that you're hearing Jennifer Lopez in, they're all a bunch of sort of homely social outcasts. And of course, she's Jennifer Lopez. And,
right.
And I don't know. Something about it didn't sit well with me.
All right. Let's talk about the movies that men might be more inclined to see than The Backup Plan.
So what brings you to Bolivia?
Cruise ship.
We're a landlocked country.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing cruise ship.
I have a business proposition for you, Clay.
Oops. What happened to your accident?
Oops.
Little low energy there, but this is the movie Losers, right?
The Losers, based on a comic book. Perhaps it's because I'm a guy. I actually really enjoyed it. It kind of toys with comic book conventions. I mean, it's a straight ahead pulp story, you know, special forces unit trapped in Bolivia trying to get out and kill the supervillain and clear their names. That scene that you listen to, it's very funny in some ways. That scene is followed by a sex scene in which the hotel literally is set on fire. And I think the film has kind of a sense of humor about what it's doing.
You like all the comic book flicks. You like Kick-Ass last week.
I like pulp. Really do.
So Loser's good, Backup Plan bad. And now Disney's trying to get in on the Earth action of the BBC and Life, this National Geographic series. You've got Disney's documentary Oceans.
Penguins still waddle over the frosty landscape. They still fly gracefully through the freezing waters. Though as figure skaters, they leave something to be desired.
Now, I'm imagining lots of animated animals running around here, but this is all real.
This is all real. I think 7 years in the making. Disney Nature, it's a new imprint from Disney. They're trying to get back into the documentary game. It's released on Earth Day. You know, they're raising consciousness here. And so I feel bad saying that it's actually a rather boring nature documentary.
No. Rafer, can I quote you, though?
Yes.
You told Kristen Meinzer, your partner on the podcast and our producer, that this is, quote, absolutely the worst nature documentary that you've ever seen in your whole entire life.
Now I feel like the guy who's clubbing the baby seal. I don't know if I said quite that, but I.
Why? Just why is it so
why
bad?
Is it, it's maybe it's because it's aimed at kids, but it's a really jumbled and uninformative nature documentary. I mean, I think if you've been raised on Animal Planet and Marlon Perkins
and Jacques Cousteau.
Yeah. This thing is going to tell you nothing new. I mean, there are literally moments where creatures pass by in front of the screen. There's a fish that on the screen that sprouts legs at one point. I would have really liked to know what the name of that fish was, but I'm never told. I'll never know. You know.
Well, Disney,
that's the way it happens.
That's the way it happens.
Disney tries to do reality with Oceans and stumbles, according to Rafer Guzman, Takeaway movie contributor and film critic for Newsday. The other movies that he reviews this week are Backup Plan and The Losers. Rafer, thanks so much, and stay with us. Did you have a good week this week?
I had a decent week. Yeah.
All right.